just trying to avoid you guys.
Why? We're a great group.
No doubt. No doubt. That's the thing, man. You guys get the best of the other guys, too. So,
how'd you feel about the line the first game?
You know, first game jitters, you know, still got some ways to go, but it's always good to make those corrections after a win. So the guys know the standard and the brand of football that we're trying to attain. And so it's been good. Started yesterday.
How'd you feel the two freshmen inside performing?
They didn't stumble. That's a good thing. And you're always leery about those things, but those guys have a different temperament about the game, and it's refreshing. And so with that, you know, we'll continue to push and prod and provoke those two guys to continue to advance and improve.
Following for preseason camp, you said you kind of had high expectations for a guy like Henry, that he was looking like he was back to his form a couple years ago. What'd you think about him?
You know, he brings that leadership. The senior leadership is really critical. You know, coaches are coaches, but we have to make sure that our locker room and our meeting rooms are maintained and policed by those guys. And obviously, it's always good to see those guys have success. And that's our job, to make sure that we're coaching the little things, to place them in a position to make those plays. And when they're around there, it had nothing to do with coaaching. It's all on them, and it was good to see him being his old self.
How similar or how different is this Langsdorf-Riley offense in Nebraska compared to the stuff you would prepare for when you were at Washington State and they were at OSU?
Well, it's just, you know, big bodies coming downhill, and that, you know, you wouldn't want it any other way. Excited for it, and our guys understand that. The personnel changes from 11 to big, you know, tight ends and whatnot. So we're looking forward to the opportunity, and, you know, need good work this morning to continue to solidify and get our game plan in place.
You think Scott's going to play?
That'll be the mystery question. We'll find out at kickoff.
What are your thoughts behind the Stop Out Cancer uniforms?
You know, it's a personal thing. I lost both parents and also my father-in-law to cancer, and I was really excited when I saw the commitment and the rally by the community around the folks that actually brought forth the ideas and promoting that, but also the families that were impacted in that. So I'm all for anything to promote awareness. That's something that hits home.
So was that moment like when you saw those uniforms unveiled? What was that like for you?
Well, you know, you're reflecting, because I in the beginning, first quarter of the season last year, I had to bury both fathers, my dad and my father-in-law. So it's still fresh. You know, you're still mourning, but thank goodness for football and a busy schedule that you don't really sit there and be lonely. So
I thought we were in the
but where I'm excited, I'm happy for the guys. It's a great cause, and you know, it puts meaning even more for the game that we're doing those things.